Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The text for our meditation this morning is written in Paul's letter to the Galatians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle, not from man nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For I am now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I still trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. So far the text. Fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, my first call out of this august institution, my call, first one, was to a rural small town called Burt, Iowa. St. John's Lutheran Church, older congregation, older church, and in the basement of the church was the fellowship hall and the kitchen. And we had all of our meetings there, all of our Bible studies, all the big events, all took place in the basement. Kitchen at the end so they could serve the food, you know. And there was a thermostat on the wall there, and for every event, every Bible study, every meeting, I dutifully as a pastor adjusted it up, turned it down, make the temperature just exactly right. And for 2 years I did this, two full years I did this before one of the members of the congregation took me aside and said, "Pastor, that thermostat isn't connected to anything." 2 years. They gave me the thermostat as a going away gift. And how about the science teacher one day took a beaker of clear liquid, set it on the windowsill at the beginning of class, and he casually told those sitting around it, he said, now if this bothers you, let me know. While he was teaching, and pretty soon people around the beaker started coughing and wheezing. And it just kind of spread across the classroom until the whole class was, you know. And the teacher stopped. He said, what's going on? What's wrong? And one student said, "That beaker, it's giving off some sort of strange odor." And as you might guess, the beaker was filled with water. People are gullible. People are easily fooled. In fact, you sometimes wonder, do people just want to be fooled? I mean, people will believe anything they want to believe, regardless of their senses or their common sense. All you have to do is package it correctly. Present it just right. People believe anything. They are foolish. They are gullible. And of course, you know, in our world, there are plenty of people out there who are more than willing to help people believe what they want to believe. In fact, they'll even allow you to pay really good money in this process. There are all these people who make their living convincing people they have discovered a better way to health, a better way to wealth, a better way to live, a better way to fulfillment, a better way to God, Oh, yes. Religion is quite known for supporting all manner of quacks and crackpots, known for throwing money at gurus and preachers, known for discovering something new that was never lost and is unchanging. And this is no new phenomenon. St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, he says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel." Oh, Paul was all too familiar with those who claim all new breakthroughs in religion. He knew all about those who claim that religion needs to evolve over the course of time. He was all too familiar with those people who claim that the scriptures were outdated or incomplete. Knew all about those people who claim to have special new divine revelation, or those who had discovered some new purpose for man. Paul knew all about those people because they were just as common in his day as they are in ours now. And Paul's words to the Galatians and to you and to me is this: I cannot believe that you are so easily fooled by all of this. Do not be taken in. Paul's words, not mine. Do not be taken in. There will always be someone out there trying to convince you that they have discovered a better way to grow a church, a better way to build the kingdom of God, a better way to come to Jesus, a better way to please God, a better way to find your purpose, a better way to market the church, a better way to live and to believe. And you know what? They all look good on the surface. But as you peel away the layers of the rhetoric, everyone requires a tweaking of the gospel. I mean, just a little change, a little nip and tuck, a little theological plastic surgery, and voila. And Paul says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly turning to a different gospel," which really is no gospel. When you change the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's a different gospel. In fact, it's no gospel. When you change the gospel of Jesus Christ, you destroy the gospel. Do not be fooled. People, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, in His mercy, sent His only begotten Son into our world. And Jesus Christ came into our world, took the burden of our sins upon Himself, and carried them to the cross. And upon the cross, under the burden of our sins, He suffered and He died. He paid the price demanded for our sins, paid the price that we could not pay. And they laid Him in a tomb, and on the third day He rose from the dead, ascending to the right hand of God the Father. And because He has risen, so shall we. Faith, life, salvation is ours because of what the Lord Savior Jesus Christ has done upon the cross, His blood shed. All of this out of Father divine goodness and mercy, all of this a free gift of amazing grace given to us who could never deserve it. And now, people, now the gates of heaven stand open. Now the heavenly mansions are prepared. And now today we receive that eternal grace through word and sacrament. But the day comes when we will experience it all face to face. And we do rejoice and look forward to that day when we will dwell in the house of our God forever. That, my friends, this is the gospel Jesus Christ. And there's only one. Oh. But my human logic tells me that I must cooperate in my own salvation. Different gospel. But the guy God's book says I have to do these steps if I am going to get a better seat in heaven. Different gospel. Well, my neighbor says that if I don't talk in words that I don't understand, that I'm not really a child of God. Different gospel. But the guy on TV, he says if I give lots of money to his ministry, all even more will show up in my bank account. Different gospel. My other neighbor says I have to tolerate all sorts of kind of behaviors because God is love. Different gospel. Do not be fooled. There is only one gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ pleases God, not man. The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's plan, not ours. God's plan to save his people, even though we were not always all that excited about the way in which he chose to do that. But God's plan is not to please man. His plan is to save man. And even Paul, as he says, if I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Growing up on the farm, I used to take walks with my dog across the fields. And every now and then we'd come across the nest of a quail. A quail is a game bird that nests on the ground. And the mother quail, when she saw us coming, we got close, she would all of a sudden take off of her nest and she would start flopping away like her wing was broken. Oh, she looked like easy prey, and my dog every time went for her. Took off after her, and she managed somehow to be flopping around with that broken wing, and the dog kept chasing her until she got far enough away to where the safety of her nest was ensured, and then she flew away. Do not be fooled. So often we are led astray from the gospel of Jesus Christ in like manner. Something seems to make sense, even though the scriptures speak otherwise. So logical, so tempting, so simple, so fulfilling. Off we go. And we are further away from the truth. Do not be fooled. There is only one gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is only one gospel, the love of God in Christ Jesus, who snatched us out of the jaws of everlasting death and opened for us the gates of everlasting life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.